Country Bob FM. Let's do the almanac today, calling people.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Calling ye to worship, to the town meeting, to a hanging. I believe they would do that when they're hanging in town. They would just ring the bell. Come on in.
Of course,
what we're doing.
Ring out your dad.
Correct, but I'm not
dead. Monty Python.
Let's go. It's Wednesday, April 26th, the Secretary's Day today. 249 days left to go. We're 116 in. 1514, Copernicus made his first observation of Saturn. Saturn was discovered on this date by the one and only Copernicus. Now, you know, Copernicus was the guy who was smarter than everybody else. Everybody else thought that the Earth, everything revolved around the Earth. But Copernicus said, no, it revolves around the sun. He's the first one to kind of throw that whole Copernicus theory out there. He knew what he was talking about. And that was 1514. He found Saturn. 1819, the first. I didn't even know they existed. And apparently they're still around. There's still an order. And there's still a lodge in Minnesota. The Independent Order of Odd Fellows.
Serious?
Yes.
You guys should think about joining that.
Odd Fellows, exactly. That's what I thought the first time I heard this. The first independent order of Odd Fellows Lodge in the U.S. was established in Baltimore, Maryland. There are still, according to the website, 600,000 members.
Wow.
But many of those are in England. It started in England, then it came over here, and then they established the first lodge here in the New World, United States. 1819.
I prefer the water buffaloes.
I'm a Moose Lodge guy.
Yeah.
Loyal Order of Moose.
Fred and Barney.
1860. Oh, of course, there's also Leopard Lodge. That was Mr. C, Mr.
Yes,
Cunningham.
Yes, yes.
He was part of the Leopard Lodge. He had that big leopard fez that he would wear. In honor of Aaron Moran today, we're talking happy days. 1865, Abraham Lincoln's assassin. You know him known as actor John Wilkes Booth. Sic Semper Tyrannis. He was killed. It was more than a week after he had shot Abraham Lincoln at Ford's Theater. He was killed in a shootout. He was trying to run. He was injured. He jumped. When he jumped from the balcony, he hurt his leg.
I think he might have been broke.
He was in rough shape, but he got all the way to Bowling Green, Virginia, before he was gunned down, got in a shootout with federal troops. John Wilkes Booth, dead. 1865, but his effect on history had been made.
Absolutely.
1906. Oh, we've got. Are you still planning on going to Hawaii?
Still planning on it.
In Hawaii, motion pictures shown for the first time.
What year?
1906.
Oh, okay.
Motion pictures finally made their way to Hawaii. 1906. Don Ho was playing. He played the soundtrack.
Oh, boy.
1941. 1941 on this date. Here's something that happened for the first time. On this date in 41. An organ was played at a baseball game for the first time.
Oh, the one at the Twin Stadium is so cool.
On this date, 1941, it was in Chicago. It doesn't say whether it was Wrigley or Comiskey. I'm assuming it was one of those two. But 1941, and you know, they still use the organ, thankfully, but there's still just too much reliance on piped-in music.
Yeah, I know.
I went to, and this is not baseball-related, but I went to a Gopher basketball game for the first time in a long time. Last time I would have gone would have been Clem Haskins' era.
Okay.
I don't know if we talked about this or not, but not enough band, way too much piped-in music.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they've done some renovations at Williams Arena the last few years, and they upgraded the sound system, so it sounds great. I mean, the bass is great. Williams Arena isn't great acoustically, but they found a way to make it work. But just too much piped-in music and not enough of the band. The band, most of the time, they're just sitting there.
Yeah.
You know, what are we doing? Why do I even have a trumpet in my hand? But anyway, 1941, organ at a baseball stadium for the first time. 1952, heard of Patty Berg.
I have.
Great athlete. Played some semi-pro football. She's from Minnesota, from Minneapolis. She set a new record for major women's golf competition. She shot a 64. In an 18-hole round in a tournament at Richmond, California, 1952.
She was an athlete.
She was. Babe Zaharias was another one who was a great athlete. Patty Berg was right up there with her. That was 1952. How about a little bit something here from Count Basie? We commemorate his passing on this date. Legendary band leader William Count Basie died at the age... of 79. That's 1 o'clock jump.
A classic.
1986, let's go to ABC News, Peter Jennings reporting.
There has been a nuclear accident in the Soviet Union, and the Soviets have admitted that it happened. The Soviet version is this. One of the atomic reactors at the Chernobyl atomic power plant near the city of Kiev was damaged, and there is speculation in Moscow that people were injured and may have died.
31 people were killed on that day. Thousands were exposed to radioactivity and affected. Mm-hmm. That area is still closed down today. I mean, that's going to be years and years and years. The half-life of all those radioactive items.
Yeah, I watched a documentary about that, and it's so creepy now.
Yeah.
It's a ghost town and in ruins.
Yep.
Everyone
it's like
fled.
It's not a quick fix.
They used it for life after people. How when people just were to leave a town, this is what it would look like, and that's basically what Chernobyl
There's
is.
There's still, like, food on stoves and
in
stuff.
In Kiev.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that was in 86. 1989, Lucille Ball.
Well, I'm your vice president, girl. Are you tired of running down and listless? Do you pop out of party?
Some sort of an elixir was used.
By the time
I'm tired of running down a listless. Do you pop out at party? Are you unpopular?
You talked over the most funny part of there, unpopular. That
good.
Is Vita Meta Vegemin. Vita Meta Vegemin, probably that episode, the one with the chocolates. With her and Ethel, and then the grape stomping. Probably the three most memorable episodes of I Love Lucy. Lucille Ball died on this date. She was 77 back in 89. Mm-hmm. She was the queen of comedy.
There she is.
And it was a year ago we were still reeling from the news of Prince's death. And on this date, Prince's sister came out in the news and said that the music icon had no last will and testament. Remember, we were pretty shocked. We're going, oh my goodness, well, what's going to happen? They're still trying to sort
it out.
They
are. They had a lot of relatives that he didn't know he had.
Yeah, he wasn't married, had no living parents or children who could inherit his estate, and people coming out of the woodwork saying that they were related to Prince. That was 2016. Let's move on to birthdays today. Happy birthday. We mentioned the greatest secretary of all time. In my book, the greatest secretary of all time. Carol Burnett is 84 today. Let's go to the offices of Mr. Tudball.
How about a nicer cup of a coffee?
Oh, I don't know. I really shouldn't. I read somewhere where coffee cuts your life in half.
I hope you don't have any plans past a Thursday.
Mr. Tudball and Mrs. Huygens. Carol Burnett, 84. Her show was as funny. Anytime I have a related item for the Carol Burnett show, it's a half hour down. I don't say it's down the drain, but I lose a half hour because I just sit there and watch.
Yeah, research. And
watch these clips over and over again. The ones with Harvey Korman and Tim Conway, of course, are especially good. You know, the thing about these sketches on the Carol Burnett show, they were 8, 9, 10, 11 minutes long. You can't do that today.
Yeah.
The attention span just isn't long enough these days. But back in the day, they were nice long skits. Carol Burnett is 84. One of the funniest ladies. Think about that. Lucille Ball died on this date, and Carol Burnett is having a birthday. Both redheads.
Both
very funny.
Tremendously funny. Happy birthday, Carol Burnett. She's 84. Dwayne Eddy and his twangy guitar. Doing a song called Rebel Rouser. Dwayne Eddy is still alive, still going strong, probably still playing a twangy guitar. That's how I like my spaghetti sauce. I like a twangy.
A little twangy. He's a Hall of Famer.
He is 79 today. Another great singer. Cantate? Yeah, I thought so. Bobby Rydell, 75, one of the first teen idols. He is 75 today. I got another one here for you. This one goes back to the 70s. Boy, 76 was a great year for music. My heart
is on fire. Couldn't agree more with you there.
Gary Wright. He did Dreamweaver, and his other big hit that year was this one. Love is Alive. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, Gary Wright. My senior year.
Was this your class song?
No.
No? Not quite?
No.
Gary Wright, 74. The actor Jet Li is from China and does a lot of the martial arts movies. He's done Kiss of the Dragon, Romeo Must Die. He was in Lethal Weapon 4, which I don't even know if I've
He was the bad guy.
Lethal Weapon 4. You remember him in that?
Yeah.
Jet Li, 54. One of my favorites, Kevin James.
Oh, yeah.
Is 52 today. He's got this. You got to see his stand-up bit. It was called Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. It is hilarious. And he's been in a number of movies. He was Paul Blart Mall Cop, which wasn't my favorite of his roles. But he was in Grown Ups. I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry. He has a new show now on CBS called Kevin Can Wait. That is on our list. We watch that every week. But of course,
King
of Queens. Uh-huh. He and Leah Remini were a great pair on that show.
You've done plenty of stuff yourself. Let's see what you got here. Here we go. Here's one right here. Huh?
What? Wrong frosting.
Guilty! Yeah, I got a grown woman on my hands who doesn't know the difference between chocolate and chocolate fudge!
Well, if you hated it so much, why don't you explain to Glenn how you cut your tongue on the can?
The other night I was watching and they had to make a cake for a cake sale at church. And they thought they were all out of frosting. And Kevin goes, or Doug Heffernan goes, what's her name says? We're all out of frosting. No, we're not. Go to my nightstand.
Oh.
He's got frosting in his nightstand. He is Kevin James. He's a big guy, and he likes food. I'm thinking that's probably why he appeals to me so much.
He's awesome.
Kevin James
is
52.
Who doesn't know the difference between chocolate and chocolate fudge.
They were going through some marriage counseling.
Mortified.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So happy birthday, Kevin James, 52. Wrestler Kane.
Oh.
Kane, remember, he was the half-brother of The Undertaker.
Oh, he was,
He had the mask, the red mask. He was a giant. He wasn't quite the giant, but he was a giant of a man. He is 50 today. His real name was Glenn Jacobs. He started, one of his early characters was called Dr. Yankum, DDS. He was a dentist.
Wow.
And he would pull people's teeth.
Oh, boy.
That was his gimmick.
Dr. Yankum.
Which was a stranger and more ridiculous gimmick. Dr. Yankum, a dentist, or Brutus the Barber Beefcake, where he cut people's hair.
Yeah.
But anyway, Kane is the big 5-0 today. Neil, you're a big fan of TLC.
Who?
Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls.
Oh,
remember,
I think
we didn't know that song.
Yeah, I know. Before.
He didn't know the song.
No
singer
scrubs.
T-Boz.
Nothing.
Watkins. T-Boz. Watkins.
And I'm such a better man. Because
one of the members
of
TLC. Again, we lost Left Eye, but T-Boz is still around. She is 47. The First Lady is having a birthday today. Melania Trump. Who's better looking, Melania Trump or Barbara Bush?
Well,
the first George Bush is
close.
I think Martha Washington was a looker too.
Yes,
but
yes.
I'm thinking Melania Trump has them all beat.
She might.
And she's one of the only first ladies that's ever posed.
Jackie Kennedy would probably be number two.
Yeah. Close list.
So Melania Trump is 47. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I mean, she
so
what?
On like a bear rug. So kind of awesome.
So how old is Donald? He's 70.
70. He's in his 70s, low 70s, 72, 71, 72.
She's
so there's
47.
Quite a. He robbed the cradle a little bit.
A little bit, yep.
47 today for her. I keep hearing these reports that she's not that happy lady and is kind of just rolling with the flow here.
Yeah.
So happy birthday, Melania Trump. I don't know if that's true. That might be fake news. Might
Could
be fake news.
Well.
Might have been reported by CNN. Melania Trump, 47. Jay DeMarcus from Rascal Flatts.
Every long, long stream led me to where you are. Now there's Uber.
That's him playing the piano and singing backup and harmonizing with Gary LaVox, which means Gary the Vox.
Spanish.
Jay DeMarcus is 49. Happy birthday today. We got Tom Welling. He was in the Cheaper by the Dozen films. Played Clark Kent in Smallville, if you watch that. He is 40.
He's 40?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, happy birthday to him, the big 4-0. Wow, and Channing Tatum, Magic Mike. Woo-hoo. One of Neil's favorites.
Sure.
Magic Mike, Channing Tatum, White House Down.
I saw him in White House Down. So, yeah, that was pretty good.
Channing Tatum is 37.
All right. Gone but not forgotten, we have one of the early Roman emperors, Marcus Aurelius, was born on this day, 121. This is before we had four digits for our years.
Wasn't it the dawning of the age of Aurelius?
That's probably true. He was one of the good guys. They had some bad emperors.
It went up and down. It was back and forth back in those Roman days. It was a rough time.
He was one of the good guys. He co-ruled for a while with somebody. And then that person died. Then he was the man until he died.
Kind of like when you have co-coaches.
Correct.
But when you have co-coaches on the bench for hockey or whatever it might be.
You know that your time is limited, potentially. Marcus Aurelius, 121.
Got to keep one eye on the other guy.
For sure. Naturalist and ornithologist John James Audubon, 1785.
Ornithologist, is that the study of birds?
I think it is.
Yeah, I think so.
And, the Audubon Society, born on this day, 1785. The guy who really greatly influenced the development of public education in our United States was educator Calvin Stowe, and he was born on this day, 1802.
Now, is he married to Harriet Beecher Stowe?
I think so.
Tom's Cabin, right?
Could have been.
Let me double check that. You can do that. I'm not going to do it.
German businessman Alfred Krupp was born on this day, 1812. He's there. He's Germany's Andrew Carnegie. I mean, he was Mr. Steel.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, over in Germany. And helped develop a lot of their
Did they have
armaments.
A lot of iron ore?
I don't know if they... Yeah, I'm sure they did. They sure some parts of Germany, it was mined. But he was a guy, developed a lot of their armaments, cannons, etc. Alfred Krupp, born in the state 1812. And writer Anita Loos, born in the state 1888. I just know some of the stuff that she did, like Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, Gigi, and A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. She was born in this day, 1888. Nazi war criminal Rudolf Hess. He was buddies with some guy named Hitler.
He was like his number two.
Yeah. He was number two or number three in power, Rudolf Hess, and he helped write Mein Kampf when they were in prison together. They were cellmates. 1894 for Rudolf Hess. He lived till he was in his 90s, and they say he committed suicide, serving a life sentence. He was 93. He could have just tipped over.
Wasn't even around. He wasn't even in the German hierarchy when we were fighting in the war. I mean, he was captured and he was in jail like in England or
in the
British Isles.
Or 41,
until the
like
end
that.
Of the war or something.
Yep, like I agree. Rudolf Hess, 1894. The guy who gave us a Richter scale. They felt a little bit of it in Mankato.
They could have used one.
Evidently, earlier today, seismologist Dr. Charles, don't call me Chuck Richter, born on this day, 1900.
And people who didn't follow the news are here. There was a shaking in Mankato, but it was from...
It was not an earthquake.
They were doing sand. They were breaking up silica sand. Correct. They were using explosives. But it felt like an earthquake, according to people.
These were planned explosions. Yeah. Illustrator Vernon Grant, if you don't know the name, you may remember this.
Snap, crackle, pop.
What else?
Snap, it's the snappiest sound to do. You gotta get cracking when crackle comes through.
But there's no stopping once pop is popping.
Snap, crackle, pop, talking just to you.
Sounds good.
Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the talking part of this complete breakfast.
Man, I want to have some Rice Krispies right now.
You could hear them cracking and snapping.
Yeah, you could hear it. Could you hear it? Let's see if I... Yeah.
Good work, guys.
That might be the VHS tape conversion. Yeah. Anyway, I want some Rice Krispies. We used to bathe those in sugar, though.
Oh, for sure. Oh, you had to. They weren't that good without sugar.
No, you needed some sugar. And then they came out with frosted.
Yeah.
They came out with frosted Rice Krispies a little bit later.
And then my very favorite, Cocoa Krispies.
I preferred Cocoa Pebbles. Fruity Pebbles, Cocoa Pebbles. That was made by Post. And it was Flintstones.
Vernon Grant, Snap, Crackle, Pop, born on this day, 1902. One more, movie producer Tomoyuki Tanaka. You recognize that? think poor, very...
Think about a man in a rubber suit.
Yeah, in a rubber suit. It was very fake. we're talking, he's a guy who made the Godzilla movies.
He gave us Godzilla.
In the 50s, maybe the 40s, 50s, 60s. He invented Godzilla.
1954 was the first Godzilla movie.
Tamayuki Tanaka.
And they've got more coming out. I mean, there was one two, three years ago. Yeah. Bryan Cranston.
Yep.
And that is part of the new kind of monster verse that's going on with King Kong.
Yeah.
Kong Skull Island. Did you see Kong Skull Island?
So good.
That's part of the same universe. It's eventually going to lead in a couple of movies, maybe two or three movies, into Godzilla versus King Kong.
I can't wait. It's that's one of the best movies I've seen. It was so good.
It was a dandy.
The action was awesome. The effects, fantastic.
All right.
There you go. Tanaka was all gone. 1910, all gone.
Gone, but not forgotten. Brittany, please be our salvation.
Okay, so the first organ music was used at the baseball game on this day in 1941 at the Chicago Cubs Wrigley Field. So you're right on that.
Wrigley.
Donald Trump is 70 years old right now, turned 71 in June, just for the record. And who did you think was married to Harriet Beecher Stowe?
We just threw
Calvin
it out there.
Stowe. Yeah, Calvin. Educator Calvin Stowe.
You are right.
Well, very nice.
You would be right about that. So there you go.
Those are the only Stowes I know.
Yeah.
Calvin Ellis Stowe, other born on this day in 1802.
Okay. Other than Stowe Away,
right.
I know them. Yeah. Almanac brought to you by Kurt Weir's United Country Real Estate in Annandale. Kurt Weir's United Country Real Estate.
Way to go, Kurt.
In Annandale. Here's a good theme song for the Almanac. Wrong. People yell at the radio.
Yeah,
you're wrong.
Yeah. And we have been wrong.
Time for Waylon. Bob FM, good morning.
It was a picture perfect